Hello and welcome to week two of Black History Month. My name is Randy McElligott. Last week I featured bassist Ron Carter in an imaginary band that I'm putting together for this month. And after the show last week, I started thinking, maybe I should feature more bassists, more pianists, more sax players to give you a rounded opinion of what the band should sound like. So this week I decided I'm going to pick three or four pianists during the show, and we're going to start off with the great pianist Phineas Newborn, featuring works from his two albums, A World of Piano and The Newborn Touch. Starting off, we have Dizzy Gillespie's great composition, Manteca. Thank you. Music from pianist Phineas Newborn with his version of Manteca, taken from the album A World of Piano. Here's some more music from Phineas from his album The Newborn Touch, and this is a song written by Russ Freeman called Double Play.
Thank you.
Before I go any further, I just want to mention some of the personnel, actually all of the personnel on these recordings. Now, when I feature music from his album, A World of Piano, we have bassist Paul Chambers and Sam Jones sharing duties throughout the recording. Also, we have the great drummers, Philly Joe Jones and Lewis Hayes, rounding out the group. Now, when I feature music from his album, The Newborn Touch, we have Leroy Vinegar on bass, and a very underrated drummer, in my opinion, Frank Butler. And, of course, that recording was from 1966, and A World of Piano is from 1964. The music that we just heard was Phineas Newborn, and we just heard a track, let me see here, a track entitled Olio, which is a mainstay of the jazz repertoire, a fantastic song. And before that, Double Play. We're going to continue now with Newborn from his album, The Newborn Touch, and his version of the Hampton Hawes classic, The Sermon.
Thank you.
Another great standard, that was Daoud from Phineas Newborn from A World of Piano. And I have to tell you, I am really enjoying this show so far. Phineas Newborn was one of the most gifted pianists in jazz. And the more you listen to him, the more you understand where he was coming from. Very angular and very, very fast on the keys as well. Just before Daoud, we heard The Sermon written by Hampton Hawes. We're going to listen to two more tracks. This one is a composition written by alto sax great Art Pepper, and it's entitled Diane.
Thank you.
You're listening to week two of Black History Month. My name is Randy McElligott, and on the show today, I'm featuring four different pianists that I think would fit in with the imaginary group that I'm putting together. And the last track that we just heard was from Phineas Newborn, entitled Cheryl, and starting off the last set, Diane. One more number from this great pianist, and it's from his album, The Newborn Touch, and we're going to hear a track called Blue Daniel. So now we're going to listen to a completely different stylist, and this is the great Earl Hines that goes as far back as, well, the 1920s. He was playing with Louis Armstrong, and he was playing in Chicago as well. And we're going to feature, I think I'm going to feature six tracks of his in the next set. And we're going to start off with an album called Father and His Flock on Tour. And this is a song that was really requested when he went out on tour. It's a composition called Canary Walk. was music from the great Earl Father Hines from a compilation called Giants of Jazz that was released on the Time Life. Actually, Time Life had a series back in the 1970s of recording some great jazz recordings called Giants of Jazz, and that was from the Earl Hines box set. And we just heard Stowaway. And before that, Canary Walk from Father and His Flock on Tour. I'm Randy McElligott. You're listening to week two of Black History Month, as I'm featuring pianists that I think would fit in to the imaginary group that I'm putting together. Here's Earl Hines with a great recording called Earl Hines in New Orleans and his version of the standard, I'll See You in My Dreams. Thank you. More music from Earl Hines with another track that he recorded quite often and played when he went on tour in concert, various venues around the world, was called One Night in Trinidad. And we just heard a version of that. And before that, a great version of I'll See You in My Dreams. Now, this next set I'm really, really looking forward to because we're going to start off with a track that was recorded by the great fusion, jazz fusion, whatever you want to call it, band Weather Report back in, I think it was 1976 or 77. It was a hit for them, and it's called Birdland. And this is from a recording called Earl Hines Plays the Hits He Missed.
Thank you.
Well, there you have it. Earl Hines with a composition called Chimes in Blues, and that's from the Quintessential Recording Sessions from Earl Hines, and that's pianist number two on today's show. Now, here's pianist number three, and this is someone that I seriously considered when I started planning for this series for Black History Month. There were two pianists. There was McCoy Tyner and the pianist coming up after him, who I'm not going to mention yet. But we're going to start off with a track from McCoy Tyner's album called The Early Trios. And this is a song called Flapstick Blues.
Thank you.
That was McCoy Tyner from an album entitled You Taught My Heart to Sing and his version of another great standard called What's New. And just before that, Flapstick Blues from the early trios. I'm Randy McElligott. You're listening to week two of Black History Month. And in this next set, we're featuring the music of the great pianist McCoy Tyner. So let's continue with a track from McCoy's album Horizon. And this is a beautiful track called One for Honor.
Thank you.
There's another example of McCoy Tyner's great playing on a classic song called Have You Met Miss Jones? And before that, McCoy Tyner, as he grew older and as he played more, his style changed somewhat. And I think that track that we heard called One for Honor from his album Horizon is a perfect example of that. We're going to listen to McCoy Tyner again with another standard called I've Grown Accustomed to Your Face.
Thank you.
McCoy Toyner from his double LP set called Super Trios with Blues for Ball. Now, before we leave McCoy Toyner today, there's one track that I definitely want to play because it's from an album called Echoes of a Friend, which is a great, great recording, probably his finest recording. It's a tribute to the late tenor sax great John Coltrane, who McCoy Toyner played for many, many years. So let's give a listen to an impassioned version of NEMA.
Thank you.
Well, now it's time to listen to my final choice for today's show and my final choice for the imaginary band that I'm putting together. And I thought that I'd feature none other than the great Canadian pianist, Oscar Peterson. We're going to listen to a few tunes from him, starting off with his version of "Oh Lord, I'm on My Way," and that's from his album, Oscar Peterson Plays Porgy and Bess. My name is Randy McElligott. You're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM 89.1 as I feature week two of Black History Month. Thank you. two tracks from Oscar Peterson starting off this set. His version of Lover Come Back to Me. And starting off the set, Oh Lord, I'm On My Way. We're going to continue with recordings that he made during the 1940s. This particular recording is of the standard My Blue Heaven. You're listening to In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. Thank you. Oscar Peterson recorded live at the Salle Pleyel in 1978, and his version of Blue Lou, and before that, a lovely rendition of My Blue Heaven from recordings he made during the mid to late 1940s. I don't have an exact date for you, but the music's all there. We're going to listen to two more tracks now. This is from Oscar Peterson at the Concertgebouw with his version of We'll Be Together Again. Dreamsville from Oscar Peterson from his album Motions and Emotions. And we're going to listen to, I think we might have time for two, maybe three more tracks. But let's get started with a compilation that was released a few years ago called The Will to Swing. And here's Oscar's version of the 920 special. Thank you. That wraps it up for week two of Black History Month. My name is Randy McElligott. Hope you enjoyed the show today, as I featured four great jazz pianists that might fit in to my imaginary band. I'll be back next week with jazz drummers that might suit the bill. So until then, have a great week. Bye for now.